we have a high-tech military, but it's very paper thin. A lot of Americans don't realize that our ammunition supply of high-tech weapons is mostly expended during the wars there, and we have not replenished a great deal of them, hardly at all right now. And we just don't have the ability to fight a two-ocean war, let alone one with big enemies with lots of troops and lots of weapons like Russia and China.
But I mean, you talk as if all this is gearing up for that, for a major conflict here.
That's what my analysis is, George, and my business is, you know, not to play the Pollyanna and put my head in the sand and say, you know, I'm not going to consider this. My business is to say, look, we've got a real enemy out there. It's not Iran and Iraq and Syria. Those are bit players. Those are puppet governments of Russia and China. And Russia and China are where the real threat is. They are both building for something. Now, if they stop building, I'll call off the warnings. But as long as they're building, I'm going to sound the warning and saying, they're not headed for good times. They're building for something. And it has to be aimed at the West, particularly the U.S. someday.
We're China's biggest customer. Why would they want to slap our hand?
Well, that's true for now. But remember that China is pouring a great deal of this deficit account we're giving to them into their weapon systems. So we're funding the rope that may someday be used to hang it.
Well,
that's what
that's
Lenin
true.
Said. And so, you know, it would be one thing if I really saw a change, if I saw them ameliorating, if I saw them being more open. But Russia is still continuing to not allow any of our inspectors into any of these secret facilities. Yes, our people go into their old decrepit facilities that they're not using anymore. We're allowed to spend billions of American dollars to clean up their anthrax factories. And their biological and chemical, but they have brand new weapons factories underground in Yamato Mountain and elsewhere, and we have defectors who have got out of the Soviet Union and said they're still developing biological and chemical weapons, and we refuse to push the Russians about inspections. And we went to war over inspections in Iraq, and we do nothing while the Russians thumb their nose at our ability to in fact, we certify that they're in compliance.
How come nobody is saying anything anymore about the Chinese controlling both ends of the Panama Canal?
Yes, that's gone by the wayside as well. It's even worse than that. You know, the Chinese as surrogates right now for the Russians, so that the Russians can continue to play as if they're not involved in Cuba or Venezuela, lest that blow their cover in feigning weakness. They've really got the Chinese in there arming Venezuela. Chavez is the Marxist. The Chinese are back there in Cuba. They're in Panama taking over where Manuel Noriega was.
Are they doing this on their own or really?
No, I think that they're doing it as surrogates for Russia. I think that there is an axis of evil there. And, you know, eventually, this is my own theory, George. I think that we've got two predator nations that are planning on striking the West. And eventually they're going to strike at each other. When one is down, after the West has been tackled, I think sometime during this next world war, which they're planning on striking, I think China will stab Russia in the back.
Before anything happens this way?
Pardon me?
Before there's any attack on the West?
No, I think after.
After.
Because I think China does expect some retaliation. I think Russia will be weakened, and if it gets tied up in a Western front with the West, I think China figures it might be able to stab Russia in the back and be king on the block. And that may be another reason why China is very anxious to play Russia's surrogate role by getting into the Bahamas. They're big there, Panama, Venezuela, Cuba, because that gives them an entrance to the West when they become top dogs.
Have you heard of uniformed Chinese troops in Mexico near the United States borders?
I know the rumors. I have had several of my subscribers check out those rumors, and they've all come out negative. There have been a few UN surveillance trucks observed across the border in Mexico, and they've got a very bad reputation, swaggering around, not paying their bills, and playing the arrogant role. There have been a few Chinese troops observed, but no large formations whatsoever. Same thing with the rumors about large troop formations on the Canadian border. I've not had any confirmation that that's true. This is disturbing, you know, because there is an awful lot of rumor millism that goes around the internet, and it's so easy to create to discredit the internet, to discredit theories that there may be a problem internationally by floating these kinds of stories.
And some may be real.
Pardon me?
Some of the stories may be real.
No, absolutely, but they get clouded over.
Yes.
You know, when you have these bizarre stories about huge troop concentrations, you know, there just isn't any reason for that. They don't plan a land invasion in advance of a nuclear or preemptive strike. I mean, if you're smart, the only way you take down a country with a high-tech military is with a preemptive nuclear strike.
I mean, I'm concerned about these rumors of suitcase nukes from Russia that have been stolen.
Let me tell you why that's not a credible threat. I've done a lot of research on that, and it's just bogus, frankly. In the first place, these suitcase nuclear weapons are some of the highest tech, most closely guarded weapons that both the United States and Russia have.
You believe they exist?
Oh, absolutely. Now, they require a great deal of maintenance, though. These are very, very high tech. They aren't just stolen and sitting in somebody's basement waiting to be used because the kernels go bad. They have to be reinforced. They have to be renewed. They're very high-tech to know even how to set one of these things off. It's just not something that Russia is going to ever let out of its hand. Now, I think that the reason they leaked the story about 100 of these weapons going missing is to create the image that not only weakness but incompetence, and to induce the United States to give millions of dollars, which we have through Nunn-Lugar bill, to so-called safeguard the Russian nuclear stockpile.
Now, so this is really a come-into-my-web routine?
Yeah. In other words, what's very interesting is the U.S. spent $800 million building a special nuclear facility to safeguard the weapons for Russia. And as soon as we got that facility built in the late 90s, the Russians said, you can't go in anymore. You know, it kicked out all the U.S. People. We weren't allowed to have any inspectors. In other words, now we build them a state-of-the-art nuclear facility for refurbishing nuclear weapons that we're giving back to them after we disarm, you know, their SS-18s. And now we can't go in and inspect what we built for them.